this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Matt O'Leary and Jacob Wysocki star in the South by Southwest festival favorite, That Kid Rules the World. In the film, Jacob plays Troy Billings, a suicidal, overweight 17-year-old. Right as he's about to hurl himself in front of an oncoming bus, Marcus, played by O'Leary, dives in to save him. The two become quick friends when Marcus asks Troy to become the drummer for his punk rock band. Doesn't matter that Troy can't play the drums because that one act of kindness is all Troy needs. The film is actor Matthew Lillard's directorial debut, and it's charming and it's going to absolutely make you look forward to his next project. I talked to Jacob and Matt at this year's South by Southwest Festival about acting, working with Matthew, and how the two lived together during the shoot. Oh, and if you listen closely, you're also going to hear the other star of the film, Billy Campbell. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. Don't forget, we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and other cool stuff. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Matthew and Jacob, and Billy.
I mean, one of my biggest things that I learned, especially with Film Natural Selection, which was here last year and just kind of inspired me with the whole indie thing, being able to pull off what I think is cool, what I find inspiring, and finally was accepted for one. So I wanted to really incorporate that in the next film I got, which happened to be Fat Kid. And I had this thing where, like, it was all about building chemistry, and I needed to learn who the hell Jacob was. And so when we first met, it was all about, like, asking questions, like, what drew you to this? You know, obviously, Jacob's big. I'm the skinny guy that can never fucking gain weight. That's why I was hired, and we have these polar opposite things. And then personally, we're not much like these characters, obviously. They're different. So it's like you want to talk about that. So we wanted to say, what is the actual relation, and what little pieces from our life do we kind of skip over but we cherish personally, and how can we use those things and aspects of our lives in this? And eventually, I think 2 weeks into shooting, Jacob and I moved in together. And after that, we were, it was smooth. So every night we ran the scene, it was like, we don't need other people. We ran our scenes, we talked about what we wanted to accomplish. We got to be crazy and weird and fail in front of each other. And that was the biggest thing, not to be afraid to fail, you know?
Yep.
And go out, and that's when you can do those special things and you can really be in it. I mean, I didn't have to do much work, really. I just had to be wild for about a month and a half and then say whatever the hell they wrote down for me. You know, I mean, that's really what it was. I'm just trying to be as honest and true to the character as opposed to worrying about whatever technical arc there is or blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's what Matt is for. And he was a great director in that sense, telling us where we're going, where we were just at, and how to get to the particular energy. I mean, that's something you can't describe very well. It's like, well, I want this kind of energy right now. And, you know, it's just, it really is a tug and pull. And he was great at articulating it. So, if that answers your question.
No, it does.
Yeah, I think it does.
With Matthew also being an actor, you kind of touched on this, but how did that help you with your performances?
Well, I think it's like he knows how to do it because he's done it. So he has these like particular ways of, I guess, pulling the strings to get you to do certain things. And he knows the tricks because I think the tricks have worked on him before through his experiences. So he was kind of playing all of his little like this has happened to me, so maybe it'll work for them kind of moments.
Well, I mean, when I look at it, it's like you look at acting and it's such a weird...
It's a weird thing.
And every time you try to acclimate yourself, it's like, okay, this is what acting is. You look at it from an audience perspective. I love film. I'm an audience member. And so it's like, that's what you usually apply. It's like, okay, you want to be truthful, you want to be honest and all these things. But Matt actually would bring up a great point to us. Almost, when we were getting tired or when we were trying things and things weren't working, he would come up to us and say, you're not going to be able to do this tomorrow. You know, like, we're shooting right now in this scene. There's no coming back to this. It's like, tomorrow is a new part of the movie, and we're never going to be able to fix this right now. Just know that. And I just remember him telling me that as, it's like...
There's no pressure with that.
It's fearful inspiration. Is what it is. You know, you're like, well, yeah, he's right. Like, I don't have tomorrow, so I better pull this off, or I'm going to, you know, let everybody down. So you pull up your big boy boots and go.
But it's such, what I mean by that is, like, you got the feeling, like, every, you know, you go back, I don't know if you felt this with Terry or whatever, but there's scenes where you look at it and you're like, oh, I could do that again. You know, I wish I could do that again with what I've learned up until this point from that moment. And that was kind of the inspiration. It's like, don't do that. You know, Matt was like, don't do that. Just do it now. Get it done right now.
Yeah.
Put on your big boy boots.
Thank you guys as actors. And how often and to what extent do you use social media to promote yourselves and your work, and how active you are on all these new social media platforms, and what do you think about them, and what if they add anything to your career?
I mean, I use Twitter every day, for sure. I'm in a sketch group, so it's the easiest way to let everybody know that there's new content out. So, you know, you just go to Twitter and you're like, new video, and then all the people that you're following can choose to look at it or not. So it just makes it easier, and it's easier than being like, hey, you should check out this video I did, you know. And so, and I do a lot of improv shows and stuff, so it's a good way to promote yourself and be like, I've got a show here at this time, and then people can show up instead of having to do like an invite or like an e-vite or something a little more tedious. You can just kind of blast it out into the ether, and people will receive it, and then you can keep going on. So I really like it. I think at this point it's pivotal when you're making your own content. I think it's super important, because there's no other way that it's going to get marketed unless you do it yourself, and that's the easiest way to do it.
I have a love-hate relationship with it, because I came to it late, I guess, and we didn't have all of this when I was their age, and but my friend convinced me to get on Twitter, because he said, you're just stupid if you don't, because people want to follow you, and it's, you know, it would just be stupid not to, but as I say, it's, for me, it's a love-hate thing, because I can be on Twitter, and then suddenly 3 hours have gone by, and I've learned all this ridiculous stuff, and then I've wasted 3 hours of my life. So I use it, but I don't know. I'm not so crazy about it.
I kind of feel the same way. I mean, Jacob is 100% right. When you're doing your own content, you know, like if I was doing shorts, or say I shot a film or whatever, I would like to talk about it. It's the only way. I have Twitter. That's weird for me. I don't have Facebook. I don't have MySpace. I never had. I've never deleted an account or whatever you guys do with the profile thing. I don't even know. I just don't do it. And it's not because it's not, I mean, I know how good it is for your career and whatever. I just, you know, I've got the paranoia of recording my life and, you know, outside, you know, like my personal life is my personal life, and acting is different. I think, but, you know, doing films and you know, the indie world, I think, you know, survives on word of mouth, and now word of mouth is the internet.
Simple, yeah.
It's simple, exactly. And with Twitter, I like Twitter because, you know, all it is you get to tell people whatever the fuck you want. Like, whatever you want to say. Some of the jokes that Jacob tweets about, I mean, it's just ridiculous stuff that I find hysterical and a lot of fun. And, it, you know, it keeps people entertained, and it keeps your fans around, you know, and that's very important, obviously. It's like you're doing this for yourself to a point.
Well, it's like, it's total just, I want to do jokes. And then there's a platform for me to do jokes, so.
But like Billy was saying, people want to see your jokes. They want to follow your jokes. They want to see what you're doing, and for that, I mean, you know, times have changed. It's very different now. I think we're all kind of acclimating to it, you know, slowly but surely.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.